another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Man, oh man. This is annoying, Will.
What?
And it's only certain states and certain politicians doing this, but I just think it's hypocrisy. I hate it. So the USDA, do you trust them?
Do I trust the USDA? I don't know. I feel like the USDA might be one of the better ones, but overall, I'm going to say no.
I say no also. And for people that don't know, it is the United States Department of Agriculture. Yeah, which, you know, you read that, you think, oh, like farming and stuff? Sure, but it's everything when it has to do with food consumption. Well, they are considering, and, you know, this is Biden's administration, banning chocolate milk in school cafeterias to combat childhood obesity. Now, when you read that, you go, oh, well, that's nice. But they don't care. I want to know why this is happening. I want to know why. Now, they could still have whole milk, which, by the way, chocolate milk in schools is made with 1% low-fat milk. Yeah. So it's got less fat.
Gross.
But they're saying because of the sugar.
Yeah.
Now, grades 9 through 12 can have chocolate milk, mm-hmm. but the younger kids can't. They said they're trying to battle chronic disease. Are you? Because if you're trying to battle chronic disease, what about all the other stuff that USDA allows our kids to consume that other countries don't? When I read that, that was the first thing I thought. You don't care about these kids. You don't even care about us. Because the foods that are approved and the additives that are approved in the United States, it's ridiculous. It's annoying. Like, all right, for instance, I'm going to name a few foods. And it'll blow your mind, Will. It'll blow your mind. That have toxic additives in them that are aimed at kids. Skittles. You know, Skittles have three different food dyes that are outlawed in Japan, the Netherlands, most of Europe, most of South and Central America, outlawed. The Skittles can't be made the same way in those countries. 82 different brands of bread that we eat, outlawed. The ingredients are outlawed because it's the same stuff they make yoga mats out of. It's in the stuff in our grocery stores. It's in the stuff in our restaurants. Sorry, but it is. But they're going to pull chocolate milk out of the cafeteria? Shut up, bitch. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest with you. I kind of disagree with you on this one. I think that while there's other things that are bad, too, getting rid of a major one. We know now that sugar is the real killer. It's not really fat. It's not really. They had that study back in the 80s. And they got caught semi-recently of the sugar industry paying off these scientists and doctors.
Sure.
To say that, oh, no, it's fat. That's the real problem. Sugar's not bad for you. And sugar is the worst thing for you.
It is bad, but, you know, in moderation. But when you look at what they still allow everybody to drink, including in the vending machines in schools,
I think didn't they get rid of soda machines? Because I know we had them when I was in high school, but I think they might have got rid of them.
I don't think nationally. I know there's certain states like New York and California that have stricter policies when it comes to that. But there's some stuff out there, Will. You know the Sun Drop soda? It's kind of like generic Mountain Dew or whatever.
Yeah.
This soda, along with a lot of other products, has a little thing called BVO. Which is brominated vegetable oil, which contains carcinogens. It's been proven to cause cancer. And that's just one. That's just one example. There's so many different things. Breakfast cereals, which, by the way, here's something I read today that I didn't know about breakfast cereals. Did you know Kellogg, the original maker of breakfast cereals? This guy wanted to, he was against children masturbating.
Yeah, I've heard this. Yeah.
So he created cornflakes that actually has an ingredient in it that is, what's the word I'm looking for? It deters your desires. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
A depressant for your sexual drive. Which ingredient?
I believe it is the BHT, which is butylated hydroxytoline.
Okay, that sounds poisonous.
Oh, it is, dude. It is. This ingredient is also in Honey Bunches of Oats, Honey Made S'mores, and then like the healthy cereals, when they advertise healthy, they have some of the worst ingredients in them, including a lot of these horribly modified chemicals. Yeah, Japan and all of Europe, most of these cereals aren't allowed there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, our food is poison in America. No doubt about that.
Brutal.
But I would say we should probably be looking into not poisoning our people
sure.
that live here. I think that's good. But I would say, like, work on those other ones. But I think I honestly, and I'm not pro-banning stuff, but in this case, I don't think it should be available in schools.
I just think they need to, if they're going to act like they care about us, really act like you care about us. And by the way, the white milk that they're allowed to have, ooh, and I can't believe nobody's pulled the racist angle on this. Watch chocolate milk got to be taken off
the
shelf.
I'm sure
and
somebody
not the
will.
White milk.
Somebody will.
But the white milk, I guarantee you this white milk has growth hormones. Almost all the milk has growth hormones. They pump it in there, all of it. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares. Did you know instant mashed potatoes? The Hungry Jack instant mashed potatoes? Poison as well.
Yeah.
Also has carcinogens. It has a preservative that has just been overly proven to give people cancer. I'm like, Jesus, I've eaten a lot of those instant mashed potatoes in my day. So that's the reason why I felt like having a meltdown. Because I read that and I go, okay, I see what you're saying on the surface. Sure, give kids less sugar. But how about everything else? And how about stop marketing sugar to kids outside of school? Because you go into grocery stores, everything kid height is the worst garbage you could possibly eat. Everything adult height is a little bit better for you. And then, of course, on the outsides of the grocery stores where you buy your produce and your healthier items.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like the parents aren't there at school to say, no, just get a regular milk. You're not going to have chocolate. This way, they're just like, just take whatever you want. I would always get chocolate. I didn't even really want chocolate. I would just get it because I knew that that's a you're almost kind of a dork.
Yes.
If you got regular milk at the milk station.
Yeah.
No, you had to get chocolate milk. That's
it was
the
also
good stuff.
It was currency, dude. And it's like prison, but for elementary school. If you had I remember because, I used to have like a paper route and I would mow lawns. I would go to school and I would buy like 3 extra chocolate milks. I would drink 2 of them, but I would have 2 that I could just use as currency. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, I need my homework done. Boom, chocolate milk. Hey, I like that pencil. Chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It was definitely like prison currency. But yeah, it and they were 15 cents when I was in school for an extra chocolate milk. I
forget how much ours
it's
were.
Pretty good, yeah.
I think it was a quarter maybe 50 cents.
Yeah. Either way. It just aggravates it. It's aggravating to me to say, hey, we're gonna outlaw all this, but you can have all of this other stuff.
Like, what steps?
Fast food is aimed at kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the whole cafeteria, the food that they provide those kids is garbage. It's not good for you.
Or they got to keep it cheap.
Terrible, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
And there's these conglomerates that produce that stuff. So, yeah, there's a bunch of probably hidden sugar in those pizzas and everything else. But, you don't need chocolate milk. Just have regular milk.
I think.
Have water. Have water.
Sure.
That's what you should do.
I think, I didn't do this with Zane. I should have. But he was fine because he ate very, very healthy at home. Even when I was at my fattest, I made sure that I didn't let my son eat like me because I didn't want him to have the same life I had. And, but looking back, I kind of wish I would have just packed his lunch. It just made it easier with our schedules and everything for him to just get it at school.
Yeah.
But man, if you have the ability, make your kids food and send it to they're going to be happier. It's going to taste better.
They're going to be trading it for chocolate milks though. If you do that too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's James.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, not much, dude. I want to say this is a good topic. And I feel like if you follow the money trail, there's got to be a big money trail behind all this crap.
Of course.
You know, because why would you push? Why would you push for something that is pro a healthier society, but then push all this crap towards kids and make a very unhealthy society, you know? But even, you know, even produce isn't safe.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's not even safe. You have to buy organic for, you know, for it to be somewhat healthy or safe for you, you know, for your, otherwise your body's going to react towards the chemicals that's in your just regular produce you buy at Publix or Walmart or wherever you go. Frozen produce, frozen bag of veggies has an ingredient that's found in formaldehyde.
It's true.
You know, so you can't, to preserve it, you can't get away from any of that garbage.
Yeah, I know I'm eating poison every day. I just have to, like, accept the fact that if I'm eating, because I eat a lot of produce, I eat a lot of broccoli, a lot of cauliflower, a lot of that stuff. I just know, like, well, at least it's better than me getting those same chemicals in, you know, a grilled cheese sandwich or something like that. It sucks. But, yeah, we're being poisoned.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Anyway, good show.
Thanks, James. Yeah, it just stinks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I microwaved. I got some, they had BOGO Green Giant microwave in that pouch. I'm like, what is going to be in it? Because you got the preservatives in the vegetables themselves, and it's like a plastic bag that for some reason doesn't melt when you put it in a microwave.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. Who knows what's seeping in the pans that you get, the nonstick pans.
They're
that
the
I
worst.
They have all that crap in it that's going to give me cancer. I mean, like, literally. Everything is poison.
It's fine, though. I'm 51 years old. I've accepted, you know, I've made it this far, whatever. I'm more thinking about the kids. Like, because I know I'm eating chemicals, but it helps me stay, you know, smaller. Like, I've lost over 100 pounds because these chemicals help me. I get it. Like, I've been eating a lot of popcorn lately because popcorn's super low
in
calories.
Another one that's really bad. The microwave one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what's in it.
Terrible.
I know there's stuff in there that's bad for you, but it's delicious, and you could eat a whole bag for like 120 calories.
So. I want a popcorn machine where you can actually get the kernels and then pop, because I like popcorn too.
Amazon sells but it's made out of some sort of silicone bowl.
Yeah.
But so you can make your own popcorn in a microwave, and it's supposed to work real good. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
But that bowl's probably made out of cancer, so who knows?
I'm sure it's sprayed with something so it doesn't melt the silicone. Yeah. It sucks. You, like, can't get away from it.
It's true.